Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I feel good. It was a big day for us. You know, we met last night after we got back to the hotel and as a staff and decompressed a little on how last night went and then quickly turned our attention to today. You know, we had a plan. And obviously the work was done, as I mentioned yesterday, for a long time going into the draft. And then, as you know, as you get on later into the rounds, you know, me personally, what I'm looking for is passion from our area scouts, attributes that, you know, maybe there's something that really jumps off that they could, you know, turn into an NHL player. And we think we found that. We're excited, and we like Sweden. Well, yeah, so Lance, you know, our plan all along going into this draft was to draft a goalie. What I wanted to just see how it played out is where and when. As it played out this morning, and we got to pick 41, we felt strongly that this was the time to make it. Really feel that there's a huge upside with our goalie there. He's a big kid. Really showing signs of being, you know, a high-level goaltender that's going to take time to develop. But, you know, it's good to have options, and you want depth in net. And, you know, that's why I said for all along it was in our plans to draft a goalie this year.
Can you share anything to read into that with Eric Kratzola?
No. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a goaltending position. You want to make sure you guys hear me talk about pipeline all the time. You want to make sure you have pipeline. You have flexibility and options moving forward. And you know, when you're drafting young goaltenders, there's a long path, you know. So for us, that's just normal to part of our process.
What did you think of Whitman? There's one guy we talked to, and he's got a good family background. He's
going to
be in the Memorial Cup next year.
Well, you know, that's, I'm sure most people say this, but we were pretty surprised that we were able to get him where we did. We see a really smart, talented player, poised, you know, little bit undersized right now, but, you know, honestly, like, good pedigree and really, really high character. Just a really nice hockey player. So I think, you know, he's another kid that we want to just let him develop and take our time there. But where we got him, we're pretty excited. Mostly, I mean, following our list, you know, I think you have to be careful of that. But, you know, I think I said this last night. You know, you look at the 60 on our roster right now, they're young. So you do project out. These are defensemen that we really believe in and we want to build out moving forward. So you think about it. But, you know, it's just kind of how it falls. We want to be disciplined. We want to make the right decision based on the work that's done. But the defense when we drafted, you know, we felt strongly about, and that's why we took him. Yeah, you might say it better than me, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we see a high talent, big upside type of player. You know, there's a lot to be excited about with him in terms of potential. You know, similar to some of the stuff we talked about last year, we know that there's a path that takes a while sometimes, but for us, and I talked to you guys about this before, is value. If there was a player that we felt, you know, in a spot that was high value, we were going to make the pick, and that's what we did.
Kevin, do you anticipate getting into the goalie market now for your NHL team, not just Boston?
Yeah, I think, you know, as we've gone through the off season, you know, we have a plan. We're going to stick to our plan. Obviously, you know, you can get emotional, or you can make quick decisions. And I don't think that's how we want to run our business. I think we want to be disciplined with what we do. I think we want to be intentional in how we do things. We want to have players that want to be here for the right reasons. That's why drafting is so important. You draft hockey players that you believe in, and then you develop those players, you retain those players, and that's how you build it out moving forward. Now, we'll, you know, as we get into the next phase of this offseason, we'll look at all options, which, you know, we'll continue to do right through. But, you know, feel good about where we're at. I don't want to speak for other teams, but I think it's natural, right? Just to you know, have that feeling. But I really believe in being disciplined and being patient and making sure that you calmly follow your plan. And you know, that's the work we've been doing that all along, having these conversations internally and options and prioritizing. So. For me, it's just to make sure you stick to what you're focused on, and not get caught up in emotion or making a decision that maybe you would regret down the road. Well, I mean, I believe in the process we've gone through and will continue to go through. I believe in the people around me every day that I talk to and on our staff and how we're doing things. Craig Anderson, I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again. It was a critical piece for me to get him back with our group, not just for how he performs on the ice, but what he does every day in the locker room. You know, we feel comfortable with where he's at from a health standpoint. But you know, we're gonna continue to look at every single scenario, evaluate it, and do what we think is right. I look at it like you have to have a plan and you have to have a priority list. So you go through all those things. I've had a lot of discussions with teams about different options, you know, things that we think about, and then you kind of go through that list and check it off, and maybe some conversations pick up a little bit more, some go away. So, you know, we've had that, we'll continue to have that, and we'll look at, we know there's options available also if we decide to go that route potentially. So, but what we won't do is panic. We will do what we believe is right for this organization from the short and long term, and we'll be patient and calm, and we'll do the right thing. Yeah, so met with them yesterday, and he's going to come to development camp, and then we agreed to kind of circle up right after development camp and just have the next discussion. Does that mean he makes a step and, you know, turns pro potentially or goes back to school? But we decided to spend a little time during development camp together, and then we'll see from there. But the plan is for Eric to be at camp as well. He has indicated, you know, things could always change, but he's indicated all along since we first opened discussions that his preference is to go back to school, and that's what he's at. So I don't think anything's going to change there, but we're looking forward to seeing him next week. All right. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.